Tickets are available for the first Hayes Public Library Wine and Cheese Fundraiser set for May 30th. Kelly Kalasny from the Hayes Public Library stops by to talk about that and more on this episode of the Post Podcast. I know you've got a big event coming up that we want to talk about first, right? No, we should talk about Dr. Seuss
Yes,
Day.
Because that's today.
It's his birthday today.
Well, I don't know if it's actually today. I don't remember which day his birthday is, but we're celebrating it today.
Wait, we talked about this morning.
Is it actually today?
I think.
It might be.
Yeah, on this day, 1904, okay. Dr. Seuss was born.
Excellent.
See, I'm ahead of you.
Yeah, you are.
I've been promoting this thing since the get-go.
Well, the people at the library were ahead of me because they planned the birthday party. And so I've got my appropriate Cat in the Hat shirt on, so I'm ready for it.
Love it.
Yeah, so we're having a birthday party for Dr. Seuss's birthday and also Read Across America, which happens this month as well. That'll be tonight at 6 o'clock. We'll have an organized story time at the beginning, and then it'll be come and go with crafts and games and snacks and all kinds of fun. We'll have a Dr. Seuss like photo booth thing going on that you can take pictures there with the kids. And so it's going to be a lot of fun. Again, that's tonight at 6 o'clock.
Awesome. Sounds like your typical casual Hayes Public Library kind of get together.
Right. Just come and go, have a good time, you know, get the kids from after school, make sure they get their homework done, and then come have some fun.
I won't be able to go. I've got some things to do, but I'm going to send my wife and kids down there to say hi specifically to you because they love you. They love seeing you.
It's very nice. It'll be fun. It'll be fun. Tonight at 6 o'clock.
Yeah. How can you not have fun with Dr. Seuss?
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay, so now moving on to the big one.
Right.
The Wine and Cheese Fundraiser, which is set for May 30th, if I remember correctly.
Yes.
What's that about? That's new, right?
It is new. It is a fundraiser for the Hayes Public Library Foundation. And a lot of people don't even know that we have a foundation. And the foundation is basically the fundraising portion of the library. We have a board of trustees that runs the foundation, and they raise funds and have used them in the past for the facade of the current library, the Carnegie facade. They raised a lot of money and that's kind of when they were founded. The foundation was brought around because of needing that funding for the facade of the current library. They've also done things like staff development with scholarships. They have donated a large portion of money for the bookmobile that is hopefully going to be delivered this month, but it will be in action in town sometime this spring. As soon as we get it, we're pretty excited about that. So those are some of the things that the foundation has done. We're getting ready to do another renovation and, you know, just some areas of the library that need updated and some areas that need to be repurposed for things that are already happening at the library, but we need better spaces for it.
Yeah, we talked about this a while back, right? There's And nothing, it's not that anything is necessarily wrong, it's just that the usage has changed so dramatically even since that last remodel, which was
2004.
Yeah,
it was done in 2004.
15 years ago on the nose. You know, you're 2004, you're talking pre-Facebook, pre-Twitter,
right.
Pre-YouTube. I mean, things have just changed, and especially in that digital space, and your checkouts are all now digital, and you walk through the scanner thing, the little magic technology
right.
You got there. So you got to just change the things up.
Yeah, so a lot of things have changed. And also the fact that so many people have their own devices now, and they still come and want to use the free Wi-Fi, and none of that's going to change. And we'll still have computers, but we're going to, you know, kind of shift some things around, create some more spaces for people that need some private meeting spaces and things like that. We're going to kind of move our circulation areas into different spaces so that we're more visible. Right when you walk in the door, you kind of have to search around right now to find people and find help and figure out where to go. And that's going to change. So there are a lot of things like that that we're excited about and hoping to get started later after the summer reading, I believe. We'll have a lot more information coming up when we have more of a schedule of what's going to happen with the renovation. But in the meantime, we need to raise some more funding for that. And that's what the foundation is wanting to do. Replenish their coffers after purchasing a big portion of the bookmobile and be able to help with the renovation. And so we're going to do this Wine and Cheese fundraiser. Again, it'll be on May 30th from 6:30 to 9. Tickets are on sale now, and you can buy tickets at the library. You can go to the library, or you can go online, hayeslibrary.org/event. or there's a slider on the front page. You can click on that and it'll take you to the page as well. They're $30 a ticket. We'll have a silent auction and a raffle. We're in the process of gathering those items as well as sponsorships to cover the cost of the event. So any businesses out there that would like to be sponsors for this great event or have items to donate for a silent auction and raffle, we would be happy to talk to you about that. We'll also have a presentation by Ron Wilson. He's the director of the Huck Boyd Institute and does a pretty dynamic, fun presentation using stories and humor about rural Kansas. So that will happen as well on that evening, and we're really looking forward to it. I think it'll be a great time.
Yeah, he's such a cool dude. He writes regularly for, I don't know if he writes for Hayes Post, but his content is published on Hayes Post, and I always enjoy seeing that come up. I think it's every Tuesday? Don't quote me on that.
Okay. So yeah, we'll have him here to give a presentation, and really looking forward to it. Again, that's May 30th, so it's the weekend after Memorial Weekend, so you don't have to worry about any conflicts there. So yeah, we're really looking forward to it and hoping that we can raise some funding to help with this renovation project.
Yeah, thank you. Well, it sounds like a cool event, and I am sharing a link on our Facebook page.
Excellent.
So if you're friends with us at 14KAYS on Facebook, you can get to it that way, of course. Hayes Public Library. It literally popped up. I typed in HPL in Google and it went right to your fundraiser page.
Very good.
So you got that set up perfectly.
Great.
But you've got some other events coming up we want to talk about too that are a little bit sooner. The poetry workshop set for what, March 10th?
Yes, that'll be at 6:30. You can come in, discuss your work with others, and it's really a preparation for the 20th annual poetry contest that we host. Can't believe it's been 20 years, so we're going to have a really big event that night. That'll be on April 17th. It's a Friday. So to kind of prepare for the 20th annual poetry contest, you can come in for this poetry workshop. That's on March 10th, again, at 6:30 p.m. We'll also have Suffrage 101 in America. Celebrate Women's History Month this month with a presentation about the 19th Amendment. We'll have a professor from Fort Hays State University doing that presentation, so that'll be exciting. And we also have a student art contest coming up. It is, we're getting ready for summer reading. It doesn't seem possible because it's just the beginning of March, but we have a lot of preparations that we have to make for summer reading. And so we're going to have a student art contest. It's for K through 12, original illustrations that interpret the summer reading theme of Imagine Your Story. So we think they can come up with some really great ideas for this. Entries are due by April 15th, and then those entries will be, some of them will be shown at the Spring Art Walk.
Whoa,
At the library. And
cool.
There will be winners, and for the different classes will get different prizes, and all of the rules and the entry form are available on our website.
That's so cool.
It'll be a lot of fun.
Because you guys always have, you're a little bit further north than everybody else. A little bit, not much. I think Ice Mile is always a stop as well on the art walks. But
the
kids, because I always try to make it a point to go out to those art walks, the kids always want to go to the library. I think because that's the space they know.
Sure.
And it's always busy up there.
Yeah, we get a great bunch of people that come in for the art walk. It's wonderful. And so we will have some of these children's illustrations displayed. And imagine your story. Just think of all of the things you can come up with to illustrate that. So we're really excited about that. Again, the entries are due by April 15th, and all of that information is available on the website.
Okay.
And the other thing I wanted to mention real quick is that we do have free after-school tutoring. It is available right now. You need to register online so that they can get you set up with somebody for a certain time. But there won't be any tutoring, of course, during spring break week. We use people from Fort Hays State University students, and so they'll be on spring break the same time as everybody else here in town. And they'll be on spring break wants to do tutoring. Let's face it. I know the kids don't want to. Parents might want them to, but, you know. And so there won't be any tutoring on spring break week. But otherwise, if you have a child that maybe just needs a little extra help with a different subject, then we'd be happy to offer that for free after school on weekdays. Just register online, hayeslibrary.org/tutoring.
Excellent. Always something going on at the library.
So busy. So great. It's great.
I don't
Lots
know how you guys
things.
Keep up. I really don't.
Yeah, I don't either. There's some really good staff members that make sure we keep on top of everything.
Excellent. Well, anything else, Kelly? You'll maybe share the website and phone number one more time?
Right. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram if you're into social media. Our website is hayeslibrary.org. All of this information is on there. If you want to call the library if you have any questions, 625-9014.